Hey, welcome back. We are in week 4 of the Way of Peace. I have been so appreciating the encouragement and the fruit that is already happening and forming in each of our lives. And I want to thank you guys so much for encouraging Jason and I. We have been absolutely blessed by this path, but it has been even more of a blessing to hear how much that God is working in each of our lives as we're doing this together. So I'm over the moon. Jason, you preached on contentment this last week, and that's a great word and such an important part of what we're called to. And a part of contentment is gratitude. So what do you want to say about gratitude tonight?
Well, Pastor Joshua, I want to give you some examples of gratitude in Scripture. Where do you think I'm going?
Where do you guys think he's going? You should just shout it out in the room right
it's
now.
The Psalms.
Everybody is saying Psalms.
The Psalms. I love the Psalms. Psalm 100 is one of my favorites. I love it, you know, this beautiful expression of enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Or as Eugene Peterson says it in The Message, enter with the password, thank you. Make yourselves at home, talking praise, thank him, worship him. Do you know who published The Message, Pastor Joshua?
Was it NAV Press?
It was the good folks at NAV Press. You also have these other expressions that are almost opposite expressions in the Psalms. You have, for example, Psalm 22. Doesn't sound very thankful. David is saying, my God, why have you forsaken me? So you have these deep, guttural expressions that aren't overflowing with thanksgiving. In fact, it's overflowing with trouble. And it's saying, God, I'm dealing with trouble. And as we think about gratitude or thanksgiving, I think it's important that we bring in lament. Because I contend that one of the reasons why the psalmist is able to give such colorful expression, both of praise and of sorrow, is because he did the opposite. Because he didn't hold back any part of his heart toward the Lord. And I think, I want to contend, that sometimes it's hard for us to express gratitude if we're not already in the habit of expressing lament. Now, you preached on lament a couple of months ago, and I think some of this tends to go sort of align with our own personalities. You know, we could oversimplify quite a bit and talk about optimists or pessimists. You know, glass half empty versus glass half full. And if we were going to oversimplify here between us, if you guys know us, you would say, well, Jason, you're the glass half empty guy. Guilty as charged. Pastor Joshua, you are the glass half full guy.
Absolutely. And in fact, there's a third category, which is that I carry two glasses that are both half full. So I actually have a full glass at all times.
This is true. This is true. This is very true. So this has played out in some interesting ways in our own journey as we have, you know, worked together all these years, because for me, early on for me, I gotta tell you, when I first came, we'd have these discussions, I would feel like it was disingenuous for me to be thankful or to be talking about the great things that were going on because I was sad, because I was weighed down and depressed and these things. So I'd feel like, listen, I think authenticity is really important. I think honesty is incredibly important, and I want to be someone of, you know, of integrity. So it felt like I was faking it to say that there were good things going on. Do you remember that?
Absolutely. And the truth is that it is disingenuous to not acknowledge that. And, you know, even as we're talking about this, you know, you mentioned the Psalms that you love. And the Psalms, I mean, it means song. It's a meditation. You're actually supposed to come back and sing this more than once. Just think about that for a minute, that this song, God, my God, why have you forsaken me, is a prescribed psalm that you should go pray when you feel forsaken by God, that you can have that feeling more than once. But you would grapple with that, and it was totally appropriate. And I was engaged and challenged, because I'm on the other side of that I would want to skip that. I want to get right to the praise part. I don't want to say, God, my God, why have you forsaken me? I'm like, that's sad. I don't like that. I'm not wired to do that. I'm just going to, you know, pretend like I've got a full glass because I have two half empty ones, you know, right? So that's my deal. So I think that the affirmation there, and we've talked a lot about this, is that you can't get to the praise, the true place of being able to be in gratitude without acknowledging the sadness. But it's equally true that you can't just stay in sadness. It's just as disingenuous to not get to the praise.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's an excellent point. If we think that being authentic means that we're just walking around in sorrow because there's lots of heavy things in our lives, we're just as fake as on the other side. Because the reality is there are heavy things, but there's also wonderful things. You could be lamenting all the difficult things about this season. Yet today I walked here from my house. I walked to church from my house, and it was this beautiful sunny day, and it was glorious, and my kids were at home, and I, you know, like there's beautiful things going on. So we have to be able to lay out both of those things. And that's what we're going to encourage you guys to do. You're going to have a discussion about this. And then as you're continuing on this journey of taking these offices, you're going to go through this exercise of writing down things that you're lamenting and then writing down things that you're thankful for. And hopefully the things you're thankful for, that list will grow more than the other. But even if there's a lot on both sides, that's okay. Because what we want to do is acknowledge, okay, Lord, here's something difficult for me today. Right now, I'm really having difficulty with all this stuff with the pandemic and all of the news. So I'm just going to write that down. Lord, come, please enter into these places. But after you've done that, to then be able to go and write down the things that you are thankful for, that God is indeed moving. In other words, reality is not one-dimensional. It's not like sorrow is more legitimate or more authentic than joy. It's just not true.
And I think the reality is that in his kingdom, with what he's doing and working towards and will accomplish, you are going to find more in the gratitude column. When we acknowledge the pain and the broken things, we will then be free to find way more. So there's an invitation. The example that came to mind when we were talking about this was, I have a huge family. And so just by the virtue of the numbers, somebody's going to be going through something hard every time that we gather. And so maybe they're not able to gather for that, you know, that monthly family gathering. So their seat is empty. And there's that certain sadness of just like, oh, Lord, help so-and-so that they're going through this thing. Now, we could spend the whole night looking at the empty seat and all being like, where are they? Why aren't they? Rah, rah, rah. And that would be totally inappropriate because we've actually gathered. But it would be inappropriate to not acknowledge the empty seat and say, gosh, let's take a minute and let's just pray for so-and-so because they are going through this. And then once we've acknowledged it, then we move on to like, hey, but praise God, the food's delicious. The drinks are sweet. And look at so-and-so doing that hilarious thing. And we engage and we enter into gratitude.
Yeah, and so even, and look at all the seats that are filled. Look at all the people that are here. Let's celebrate the people that are.
Absolutely. So if that's helpful, that just came to mind. And I think that's the invitation that we're given by God in this place of gratitude and contentment is to acknowledge the empty seat, to pray for them, but then to be present with God and one another as we enter into gratitude. I love that. The password is thank you.
Password is thank you. So we believe that thank you is a discipline. We believe that this is a rhythm that God's called us to continually remember the good things that he's doing and to thank him for it. And if you need to get there by lamenting, by going and saying, here's the sad things, please go and do that. In fact, make a regular practice of that too, of reminding him the things that are undone and asking him to enter in. But we want to be people of gratitude, people who see the things that he's done. So we're excited for you guys, and we hope that this will be a helpful exercise.
You guys have fun practicing this. May the presence of God be with you as you guys now discuss and work through this exercise. Make it a part of your rhythms. We love you guys.